from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Mountjoy Farmers Market is adding 2 weeks to its season for 2023. Porcupine and District Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell says that's because its pavilion to keep 20 vendors out of the elements will be ready. Groundbreaking for it took place this afternoon.
Normally July 1st was our first market, now June 17th, and we'll be up and running, and we're looking forward to a great, great season.
For more on the pavilion and plans for other features on the market property on the west side of the Matagami River Bridge, listen to the audio link on mytimmonsnow.com. The long-range vision of the Timmins ATV Club is to make the city a tourist destination for people who take part in the recreational activity. Technical advisor Patrick Dzjacki told City Council this week that initial steps to that would be permission to drive on sanctioned trails within the city and to open two blocks of Government Road in the West End, as well as a small section of the road from there to the Microtel Hotel.
If we include that in this proposed bylaw, you would now have access to a hotel, to a gas station, to food, and we could start to gauge on the interest of outside of town ATV riders.
The ultimate goal a few years away is ATV use in the city, allowing operators to connect to the trails without having to haul their machines outside the municipal borders. Life jackets while boating could soon be mandatory for Ontario kids 12 and under. Ottawa area MPP Goldie Gamari introduced a bill that was first put forward last year, just prior to the provincial election. It would require kids to wear a life jacket, or the boat operator would face a fine of up to $200. Gamari says she was inspired to reintroduce the bill by Kara McNulty, who lost her 11-year-old son in a boating accident.
Kara reached out to me because she's a constituent of mine, and we spoke a lot about this. And once the election happened and this bill wasn't going to be passed, I thought this was really important to bring forward, and I have been working on this with Kara for quite a while. And I think it's just a common sense bill.
The bill has to pass third reading before it becomes law. Finally, this afternoon, you'll soon have to BYOB, bring your own bag, to the liquor store. The LCBO is ending the use of paper bags, encouraging customers to bring their own reusable ones or buy one there. Reusable cardboard boxes will still be available. The LCBO stopped using plastic bags 15 years ago. It says this latest move will divert more than 2,600 metric tons of waste from landfills and save 188,000 trees every year. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.